I really like my boobies big, I also like them small. I like them when they're in my face, I really like them all. I really like to smack those boobs and watch them fly around. And when I don't have boobies, you'll get an awkward frown. I'll grab them with my big strong hands and give a little wink. I don't care if your nipples are dark brown or if they're pink. So when you come to my room, there is only one strict law. You better like my chopper, and you best not wear a bra. Tibikaye, tibikayo. Boob grabbers in the
about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does, why is it doing what it's doing, get it out of my face.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, dude.
You should literally be nominated for doing those intros.
I did that one.
I know.
You like that one?
I love that one, dude.
KJ, what do you think? You're in the credits now.
I know. I got some billing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah, you awesome. Don't get to up your rate. I'll tell you that much right now.
Wait, no.
Wait, we're one short.
Oh, you're man. Always short.
Tiny man.
What the fuck, KJ?
Wow. Just fucking glomming on, tiny huh? Man. Yeah, yes. Big pile. Here we go.
That one was as close to well, my look, heart as, here you as go. That shaved guy. Oh.
There oh, you
thank
go.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I get really baked and make those intros. So
did you get really baked today?
Oh God. Oh.
Yes, he did.
Oh. I'm in a turkey coma and a harvest coma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is turkey day.
It's it weed is, day.
It is the harvest weekend, KJ.
Mm-hmm.
And the harvest has been fruitful.
It
oh,
has been.
Oh, that's to say the least.
Yes. Yes.
I became Morpheus.
I think I got to take a peek at it, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you? Did you see it?
I think so.
Where did you see it? What it looked
like? I think
like.
I saw it on the old Discord, I think.
Oh, yes. The old hanging green baby dicks.
Yeah.
Impressive. That baby was a fucking rhinoceros.
Let's switch the tune up.
Nice horse. Nice horse dick.
Yeah. It was time. I mean, I had the four tops have all been hung nicely from the rafters with care in the hopes that St. Moronifer will soon be there, I guess, or something, whoever that is. You think that's his name? St. Moronifer?
I don't think that's his name, dude. I think it's it's Canta.
Oh, Canta Claus?
Yeah.
So on top of all of that, right? If you can't tell by the looks and ooh, dude, I haven't even noticed. Wow. Mm-hmm. I look high. On top of all of that, I decided to go out and, you know, go to a dispensary.
What? fucking why? You didn't, that's the last thing you needed.
Because I was on the res.
What'd you get?
So went in there and got some cleaner from, you know, my bong and then picked up some edibles.
Yeah.
And picked up a nice 1,000 milligram full spectrum edible that we're going to try out. Not tonight. Yeah. Let's give that a go.
Save that for a watch along.
And you guys would be proud of me.
What? Why?
I too have edibles for the first time. What? In my life.
Where are they? In your belly?
They are in my belly at the moment.
KJ eat edibles? What?
Well, fuck my story. Let's do this. KJ, where did you get the edibles?
Holy shit.
I got them while at a wedding up in the sticks. So.
Okay. From a friend or from a place?
From a friend of a friend of a friend.
Oh Jesus, these are bootleg edibles.
They're powerful. I took them.
Hold on. We need to have the power of rewind because the face on that one was.
If someone could live clip that and then send that to me real quick so I can replay it live on the show, this would be great.
I've been taking them all weekend because I got a whole package because I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable in anybody else's place other than my own. So I had to stay at an Airbnb up in Belleville along with hanging out and doing all the wedding shit. So I asked a friend of a friend of a friend, what is going to knock me out? And they didn't even hesitate. They were like, these, slapped them on the ground. And they were like, take them. And I was like, how many? And she's like, You just feel it, my friend. And I'm like, okay. So they're pretty heavy. I don't know what size.
What are they called?
I don't even know. They're in a yellow bag. That's good. They're just in a yellow bag. They're very good. They're orangey.
They don't have a name on them?
Not on them. Nope. Just a yellow bag.
Sometimes you don't want someone to blame.
So you got like no name edibles.
Yeah,
they were like when you go to those grocery stores and you get the no name product, it's just yellow fucking.
They selling them shits at Food Basics now, bro.
That would be fantastic. Could you imagine? No name brand edibles.
All I was told was that they were 50
per
milligrams.
Yes. Okay.
And you've been eating them all weekend.
Yeah, so I had three of them at a time, and yeah. They have been just
great.
I've been seeing things.
Okay. All right. Wait a second. This whole show has completely taken a. What
because
have you
the
been
thing
seeing?
Is, so the room that I got to rent was like themed. So there was an Italian themed room and then there was an Egyptian.
Wait,
themed
what
room.
Was in the Italian room?
So the. I don't know because my friend head? Took. My friend took that room. Okay. I took the Egyptian room. So I took the Egyptian room.
You're still racist Airbnbs, bro? Like
it was very fancy. I took the Egyptian room.
AJ took the Palestinian room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. And too soon.
the pyramids and like the horse head things, right, people, and like, you know, like the you know, the people with like the animal heads and the bodies and shit. So it was like a wallpaper type thing. So those things were coming off the walls at one point, and the they had like a river thing, and the river thing started to move for me, and I was like laying there, and I was just looking at the wall, and I was like, I don't know when it's gonna hit me. And then when it did, oh.
Okay, explain the part. When it did.
Holy fuck, what have we done?
Did you feel like you were on a ride that you wanted to get off of?
Yes and no, because I felt really light. I felt really light, and yet my head felt heavy. So I had a heavy head, and I had a light body, and I was just, and we had no food in the house because we weren't staying there very much, so there was no food. But thankfully, like, I had eaten a lot throughout the day, but I was still kind of hungry, but I was also very, very tired. So I was just kind of laying there, and like, there was like a massive chandelier, and so the lights were really fucking bright and big, and it was just, it was beautiful and yet horrible. And
that's the best kind of edible experience, sir. You welcome to the club.
Yeah,
I the best out. Ones are always terrifying, but yet it was, graceful at the same time.
So now I've taken another three just before I got started with this show.
So we got to go a little bit longer than we planned.
Well, we'll see.
What did you have for supper before you had those for dessert?
Well, how many chicken strips?
I had a hearty helping of ham, potatoes, some Pillsbury dough rolls, and
so leftovers.
No, it was a full-on meal. All right, the all stuffing right. would have been leftovers, and I don't like stuffing.
So I don't either, sir.
What did you have last night?
What did I have last night? I had chicken nuggets. I had chicken nuggets last night.
Of course. How many did you eat the whole box?
Yeah, I got 20 chicken nuggets.
20 piece? 20 piece? Yeah, you did? Yeah, you did. You fucking savage. Fucking right, you
what
did.
What sauces, sir?
It was all sweet and sour. But the thing is that if it comes fresh, I don't even have any sauces. I just have the nuggets.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes they're just very... McDonald's nuggets can be very good. And I had a large root beer.
Mm-hmm. What's your record?
What's my record?
Yeah, don't be silly. What's your record?
You know what your record is, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your body count of chicken nuggets?
So I did have 40 one time. Because there was like a very small, I can't even remember when it was, but it was a few years ago. And it was like a deal, I think, from Burger King, where it was like it was like $1.99. It was like $2 for 10 nuggets.
Didn't some of the boys, some of the Hamilton guys, I believe, like Scotty O'Shea and it might have been maybe Steve Brown.
They did the McNugget.
Didn't they try to do the 100 nugget challenge?
They just went as long as I think Steve, no, don't quote me. Steve's a big boy, but I think he did like 80 or something like that. I tried to jump into that competition. Because at the time I was doing a lot of dabs. So we're gonna psycho eat sauceless nuggets.
It depends on the nugget. I'm telling you, like fresh ass McDonald's chicken nuggets. You can have them without sauce and they are perfectly good.
Well, Randy Charpentier says they sell ham at KFC.
Well, Randy, go fuck yourself. That's all I've got to say about that.
Bobby B, yes, we agree. What is happening right now?
Chicken tendies. Remember $2 Big Macs? That would have been around 2002. I actually do remember that.
I don't.
The $2 Big Mac. Well, you were born.
Oh, yeah, in 95. But my brain didn't really click in until like 2003.
You were born when?
I was born in 1995.
Jesus.
and my brain didn't kick in. And okay, so may I just, because I bring this up whenever I'm young, and talking
about whenever you're young,
yeah, and whenever I'm talking about my youth, is that the TTC subway map, I used to think that that was the map of Canada for a long time.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the map of the TTC.
Mm-hmm.
But which I is the transit in the subway transit in Toronto.
Yeah. And I thought that the blue line, the Scarborough, whatever, I thought that was entering into the U.S. And I thought we were just being nice and gave a connection for Canada and USA. So...
Tiff says 95 doesn't even compute.
It was a
bad year. It was a bad year.
So what time did you eat these edibles?
It would have been about 8:35 or so.
Oh, okay. Do you want to see if they're kicking in?
I mean, I'm not feeling anything at the moment, but back to me.
Let me see if this will do it.
Okay. No, no.
Oh, hello.
Madam.
What is she doing? Oh, my God.
What was that? Wasn't a child. That was a tiny man. That was Brady. Black Brady.
Gaga?
Call him Brandy.
What the hell?
Well, hey, this is a possibility. Bobby B says my father died in 95. Maybe KJ was the reincarnation of his soul.
Well, how many chicken tendies could your father knock down?
Stole the words out of my mouth.
That's amazing.
We are missing somebody.
What the fuck? Shout out to everybody on Rumble. If you can't get your comments through, you can check us out on YouTube/@TidTalk or YouTube/@Marijuanders if you want to get on the talk. If not, enjoy Rumble.
I love Rumble.
Just text KJ. Just text KJ at this number. 416.
Yep. Yeah, he was about to drop it, so we'll just bring him back in when he's done. I think he's on the last number.
Yeah.
Three.
I mean,
all right.
You've already put out my real name.
I didn't do that.
Would have put out my phone number. All you need is my social security. Oh my God, did I just get a text? Jesus.
How did it get through? I took him off the screen.
Jesus Christ.
The internet is unbeaten, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Well
legitimately
done.
Legitimately scared the shit out of me.
Was that Mike in the Discord talking to us while we're supposed to be? He's supposed to be live right now?
I'll check. Yes. As a matter of fact, it is.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was.
He said,
oh my good God.
What?
That's
get
what
the
said.
Fuck in here, you fucker.
Oh, no.
What is he doing? He is so so tarded.
I know we don't have anything ready, but I know we've got lots to talk about because there has been quite the week of Trudeau's a bird. Moving on. Well, we got any of them? Ooh. KJ?
why do I have to read this one in particular?
I don't know. I just do it at the top. Okay, I'll read it. What is this one?
I'll let your racism pass. Oh, I'll let your racism pass. My master.
Oh, God.
He's asking me.
Oh, my
God. And I can't find out who he is. Who is the good boy?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Brady.
I'm sorry.
My master. No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. You can put on the next one there, sir, there, boss.
Oh, no. I'll take that one. Okay, Jesus.
Oh, I wonder why you're going to take this one, Brady.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving the Brady. Show. I'm done.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, I see. I see you're going to take this one, too.
Well, all right, why they give these big onion slices? My burger looks like Steve Harvey.
Is that how white people sound, KJ?
I don't know, Brady. You tell me.
Wait a second. Holy shit. What's happening tonight?
Jesus.
This is you.
YouTube ads. I don't want to die, please. Me waiting to skip the ad. just right back. All right. Anyways.
I love that that's the thing he's most popular for and not wrestling. Like people just like, oh, it's that bald weirdo guy with eating chips.
All right.
What is this one? It's cut off a little bit.
That's it. My girlfriend just sent me this pic from her new job interview today. Good luck.
Oh, God.
I think KJ, she may have gotten the job.
KJ, have you ever dated someone and found out later that they were, oh, my goodness, into doing this? The more, the merrier.
She ended up in a new Disney movie.
Who selected these memes?
All black guys look the same. Fucking wow! Identical.
No, not this drunk brother in the middle here.
Oh yeah, no, he's a little bit different. Yeah, that's
crazy eyes on the end, man.
Titanic is just an old woman telling a story about some good dick she got on a cruise. Goodness, yeah, it is actually, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Told from the perspective of an old broad. Yeah. Xavier. Some memes don't need any caption.
Oh, man.
I think this one could get you killed.
Mm. This picture was given to class 2 children, and they were asked to suggest a headline. The winning entry was, "Never swallow your chewing gum."
Jesus, man.
Get it?
I like it. I
bet you do. Wait a second. Whoa. I got a call coming in.
Hold on. What do you think class 2 children is? Like,
hello? We're doing a show. We texted you and said 9 o'clock. If you look in the chat, it says 9 and it's Monday. We're live. We'll see you in a minute.
No idea.
I just hung up. I can't get it to go speaker.
Your friend.
Let me try it one more time.
But I do want to know. What are they implying when they say class 2 children?
If I remember class 2 children correctly, that's for the dumber kids. The as the old term used to be, retards.
Yes, I'm familiar with that colloquialism. Mm-hmm.
Did he not know we were doing a show, really?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
This is what happens when you realize that bread is just sad cake.
Oh, wow. Wow, it is just a sad cake.
Sad. Mm-hmm. There's just no flavor, no cherries, no icing. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Make you feel, KJ.
You know, bread is, I mean, I'm a lover of bread, so I'm a guy that can really hammer down just a dry loaf, but, yeah.
Excuse me, What do you hammer down on occasion?
A dry loaf. A dry white loaf. But I do recognize.
like you're the first person with a set of cakes behind him to say that.
But, you know, I do recognize that it is just a sad cake, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
It truly is. And it's already sliced, so you don't get to pick your size.
This is a captivating photo of a German hillside town. I think it's one of those ones where you've got to kind of like look at the picture and squint your eyes just a little bit.
What am I supposed to see there?
KJ, you ever get good stuff while eating nuggets on a cruise, or you just sit there in a life jacket the whole time?
I've never been on a cruise. So.
No, he said eating a loaf. He likes to eat a loaf, not
pinch. Yeah, eating a loaf.
Catholic priests should storm Area 51, so it'd be aliens versus predators. Oh my god, I just read it loud. Fuck, man. I'm Christian.
Were you an altar boy?
No, I'm Christian. I'm a Baptist. It's different. I'm not you. I don't even a Baptist anymore. There's no fucking altar boys and fuck. Oh man. I love KJ, that fucking purpose. Why are you so racist?
I'm not racist. You're what? Racist.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I swear to God, that was an accident.
Twice.
That was a total accident.
Once is an accident, twice is a pattern.
No.
So fuck you, Brady.
All right, I take it, I guess. I don't know. I'll work on myself.
You should.
Fuck off.
Along with the priests.
Oh, Bobby B was an altar boy, but he never got fucked.
Not good enough?
That's good. He wasn't one of the pretty ones. He wasn't young enough.
Yeah. Does ugly. F mean didn't come?
Yes.
Okay.
In case you were wondering what Prez is up to on his days off.
It's better than being at the fucking beach.
Could you imagine?
Been on the
could
beach.
You imagine even walking around in a full Newport?
I would do it. I don't even smoke Newports. Bro, I would get.
I don't even smoke.
I'd get this lady. I would just get a suit with this lady, the brown Canadian packages that are just so basic ass, you know? I'd do it.
Oh, that
I like
is
to call her Barb because that's what her lungs are. Barbie. All right, fuckers. What else we get? I'm a Baptist. Brain just held candles.
Oh, man.
I want to proofread before I say things out loud anymore. I didn't really say that out loud. I got halfway through it before I decided. My grammar bad. my grammar bad. Blue pill and full effect.
Nope.
Full effect.
Oh, bro, keep going. Keep going.
Full effect.
Brady in an alternate universe. Hey, what? Yeah, I would rock it. Oh, whoa. Wait a second.
Oh.
Wait. Here, let's get that out of here for a second.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We're not doing bad. Great. What's going on? Did you get
fantastic.
Held up
someplace?
Wait a second. You're not. You're going to be the host. Okay. Here we go. Oh, last to know. Wait. You knew?
How would I know?
Because we've talked about it all day in the group.
What do you mean? You talked all day in the group? Hey, Discord. Guys.
Or I could just show where you and I talked on Saturday, and you said, "Hey, just saw this at my aunt's for Thanksgiving. You guys in there?" I said, "No." And you said, "Monday maybe?" I said, "Monday at 9 is the plan." Then you sent me an Instagram silliness and then a voice thing for 3 seconds, and I responded to you, "See you at 9."
It's 9:30, but you're still here. Hi.
We love you.
KJ's on edibles.
Yeah.
Now you know why we're having so much fun, bro. He ate 150 milligrams for us.
What?
I swear to God.
Oh, no. That's a lot, son.
It's we're trying to get it to kick in.
Yeah. Wow. Well, KJ, do you have tomorrow off? Just curious. Asking for a friend.
I do, actually.
Oh, good. Good. What about the next day? 150, you say?
No. Wednesday I'm back to work.
Well, Wednesday work is going to be a little sluggish.
It might be. I'm having a great time.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
What are you doing? Why are you late?
Yeah, are you out?
What do you mean? Why am I late? KJ. Holy fuck.
You're 30 minutes racist late
the whole night. I'm glad you're here to take the heat. He's been like, you're a racist, Brady. I'm like, what?
You are. Twice.
Well, guys, I'm delighted that I'm here nonetheless. Thank you very much for having me.
KJ's running court tonight. Wait, we got to balance this blackness.
Why? Why do we have to balance the blackness, Brady?
Balanced blackness is not what we're looking for.
The backgrounds.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
Check this out. I'm outside, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, ooh. Look at your lighting.
I'm making hot dogs as well.
Well, I mean, since you're here, you might as well say everybody's names because we haven't yet, Mike.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Guys, if I could see it on my phone, I would be amused by now. But, you know, hold on. Let me see what I can do.
You sound great. Is this just your natural voice or is that your microphone on your cell?
No, that's pimp me. Pimp me logs, donkings. Welcome to the room. Of course, we have Turkey Gertie. How's it going there, Turkey Gertie? Gobble,
Turkey
gobble.
Turkey Gertie.
Okay, sorry. I'm the last known. Of course, we have the Dick Tickler over there who is high, tripping balls. Gentlemen, good evening.
Unbelievable. Wow. So why are you outside? Is there a meeting going on in your house that you weren't allowed in?
No, you know what? I just don't really... I'm in a situation. All right. I'm in a situation.
Did you lock yourself out of the house?
Tid, again? I have not done that. I haven't done that since Wednesday. And so can we drop it?
All right. My bad.
I think you know that I'm in a situation where I really don't want to make a bad impression right now on my new mother-in-law.
Oh, right.
Oh, man. Yeah. How's that going?
Dude, this is the most adorable person I have ever met in my entire life.
Can we meet her?
She's a Maita.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to try and work that out because I think it would do everybody's heart good.
Okay.
To have a little abuela in their day.
She bring me chiki-chakis?
Chris, I cannot wait to see you. You are going to do the cucaracha or whatever. That wasn't meant. Hold on a second. I want to walk that back.
Okay.
You're going to be very happy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did she bring chicken nuggies for KJ?
Guys, take a look at KJ right now.
Done.
He's become a mannequin.
What? What? What's the
what?
What's the matter?
You just every once in a while your face becomes
wow.
What happened there?
Why don't?
Yeah. Here, let's get a better.
Maybe it's just the lighting, but KJ. Yeah, like it's the eyes. It's the eyes. Usually you can see his eyes. I forgot he was Chinese.
I'm not fucking Chinese.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
You're Chinese, dude.
Did she get me chicken nuggies? I'm really... What the fuck?
AJ, remember last week when we did your DNA?
Chicken nuggies, man.
What?
Eat them again, what?
Chicken what are you getting?
Did she get me chicken nuggies?
Wouldn't you rather have a pogo?
What's a pogo?
You want a pogo?
Okay, I might want a pogo.
A pogo? Popeyes.
Okay,
that's usually where the pogo.
Guys, shut up.
Whoopie-doo.
Keep it down.
All right.
We don't need a lot of nonsense here tonight.
Yeah. This isn't the KJ, show for nonsense.
We don't want to freak KJ out that this could have long lasting. I mean, the chances are he'll come back maybe, but 20%. That's all we get. After
I've been taking him all weekend, though. So
that's how full on retardation begins. You may not come back.
I'll be in class two.
That's right. He'll be in class two. That's amazing. Should we finish off some of these memes since we got you here then, Mike?
Please, let's do it.
Yeah, just don't ask me to read them because I can't see fuck all.
That's the best part.
Let's do it. You can see that one, though. You don't got to read anything.
Oh, my God. I bet on Ghost Rider.
Holy shit, dude.
Nobody's helping. Nobody's helping this dude at all. What's up with Larry? What the fuck is going on, Larry?
Oh, my God. Somebody needs Gaviscon desperately. What's going on?
The line just dropped, man.
Those fucking racetrack hot dogs.
I love the memes we don't have to read. Damn.
And then KJ?
You're when I got exposed as the one who farted.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
I would just own
it. Drink.
I would absolutely own it.
Yes, that was very loud, but I said I wanted to hear your heart.
that's an old school Playboy cartoon, isn't it?
That's Mike at his doctor's checkup.
Okay. Let me guess. I have to read this shit.
Oh, Tiff says, I'm glad you made it, Mike.
Why do professional athletes think I should care about what they think? If I wanted advice from someone who chases a ball, I'd ask my dog. I'd ask my dog.
Oh, well, okay.
All right, KJ.
You know, all right.
Let's go, KJ.
You talk like fish because you like Sean Connery. I talk like this because I had a stroke.
We are not the same.
We are not the same.
KJ, can you do that your best Sean Connery impression?
You talk like this because you like Sean Connery. I talk like this because I've had a stroke. We are not the same.
I appreciate
that. Well done, KJ. Well done.
Wow.
God damn. McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Oh, Jesus.
The makers of so-called Rule 34 content involving McDonald's characters should be aware that Grimace shoots massive globs of rainbow-colored semen from his 30-inch horse cock, and the Hamburglar has several swastikas and white power tattoos on his body from his time in prison.
Holy shit! Someone hacked McDonald's.
I just think they want to keep brand consistency. Continuity is everything.
Wow.
That's great.
This one from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Brady, would you care to?
No, you already got me on one of these.
Yes, please. Brady, please.
All right. We are proud to announce that we are building several orphanages in the United States that have signaled an end to abortion access. We are also deeply heartened by the thousands of our priests who expressed such passionate interest in running them. That's a real fucking tweet, dude. That's horrible.
The People Guide to Grooming.
That's not cool, man.
Wow. But you know who probably finds that funny? KJ. Because plenty of kids are going to get hurt.
So many hurt children.
Oh, man.
Oh, sad.
I'll show you the KJ Kids video when we're done this. So,
this one from the fine folks at Absolute Vodka.
All right.
Drinking and driving isn't only dangerous, It's illegal, and it you is. Can get into very serious trouble. Yep. However, it's well known that vodka is harder to smell on a person what? Than other liquors. So if you must drink and drive, stick with Absolut. It might just help you avoid a trip to jail.
That's exactly the best advice Absolut can ever give anybody. Marketing, marketing, marketing.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And those are the memes of the eves.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Wow. Well, Michael, hey, happy Columbus Day to everybody south of the border, I must say.
It's Columbus Day?
I think it is Columbus Day, and that means that a smallpox be upon you.
Here oh, is your as well to you. And happy yes. Thanksgiving from us in Canada. We have no pilgrims. We didn't have a Plymouth Rock. I think the best we did for greeting the natives was give them like the first signs of COVID that the country ever saw. I mean, I'm thankful every day for you guys, certainly for KJ. But this is not a real holiday, is it? How do you feel? Like it feels kind of ripped off from our American friends, huh, Tid? And by the way, you're a native, are you not?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like so I said.
Do you resent Thanksgiving overall?
Completely. It's a silly holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's basically it's the equivalent of the hey, I'm going to stand here and tell you that I'm standing on your land, even though I'm not giving it back to you.
It feels to me pointless. It feels to me like
other than you get it, you know, it's the day off, you get to watch football, and then the next day you get to go to the mall and watch people beat the shit out of each other for a fake 20% off of a fucking TV.
Nothing like seeing the worst TV on the shelves get sold at 10% to 15% more, but right. then 5% off and everybody's killing each other. It's the American way. I love it.
Do you want to know why I think that Thanksgiving is much superior here in Canada than it is the actual Thanksgiving in the US?
Why?
Take away the football, take away the beating the shit out of thing.
Yeah.
Up here, it's fall fair season and trim down your weed.
Indeed. 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 Trim your weed.
Thanksgiving.
That happened.
I saw an image a few minutes ago. I don't know if that came from someone's backyard that I know.
Dude.
Those aren't buds. Those are like...
fucking arms.
It's like hanging prosciuttos there in the trim room.
It's insane. It's insane.
Whose plant was that? Anybody want to fess up? Wow, Brady. Congratulations, man. Did he just take credit for your plant?
Well, I mean...
No, it's not his plant. No.
Yeah, I gave it away. Yeah. I mean,
it was given to him by the earth for, you know,
yeah, that is true. That is a true story. Cause you got to think about it. Natural. Like it's completely natural. I did not plant any clones or anything, any seeds, anything at all this year, nor last
really?
Year. Yeah. This is the third year now, Mike.
I'm hearing this
kind of crazy Soylent Green area that grows 12 foot tall, fucking Monster Kong, fucking buds.
I'm hearing that dog shit is the best way to grow weed. So I think maybe you're onto something.
Well, man, it is like 10% Labrador.
Oh, well done. What happened?
It was a tree full of Wilt Chamberlains, Bobby says. He was there. He knows. Yeah. Bobby got to witness it.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a couple. Him. Let's just say there was a couple of buds on there that we have named Uncle Milty. Okay.
Do you guys know the story about that?
Shoot.
About the Uncle story, the Uncle Milty story?
Yeah.
Where he's only going to show enough to win?
Only take out enough to win there, Uncle Milty.
He's the best.
Man, you're going to hammer on him like KJ, I hear.
Dude, guess what you missed? Speaking of KJ.
What?
Another KJ's kids.
Oh, God.
You'll like this one.
Oh my God.
fuck. Fucking so stupid.
That poor kid just wants to eat.
But that kid was trying to get in there. You see, he was trying to catch a nipple.
Yeah. He's like, what is going on? Is it dinner time? It's not. Is dinner time? It's not. Is dinner time? It's not.
KJ, how you feeling, buddy?
You guys are so fucking foggy.
You're foggy.
How you feeling now?
You guys are so foggy. It's fucking, man, like, oh, it is so
KJ,
bright.
KJ, how do I know the color blue to me is the color blue to you? How do I know that we're seeing the same blue, brother?
We're not seeing the same blue, probably. It's a manifest of a lot of different semens and fosters of frogs and blueberries.
Oh, no. He's just making words in a row.
Okay, keep going. What else?
What? And you bring them all together, yeah, and they create a hodgepodge of light to navy blue, and I'm over
I just love the way he says hodgepodge.
With the
hodgepodge.
I like blue. Can you say blue?
What about blue?
One more time.
My favorite part is how his jaw dislocates when he says
KJ, quick question. Did you take meth or edible THC? I'm curious.
It was edibles.
It was old school edibles.
It was just edible.
Lime green, double stacks.
Nameless, faceless edibles that I got from a friend of a friend of a friend. And they worked like a charm.
Was it the dude down at the arcade with the mustache?
No, it was a woman with a mustache. Same time.
Well,
Isabella.
Yeah.
Even better.
Okay. Okay. No, no. No, no.
Hair on her tits and everything.
Wow. Jesus.
Isabella is muy peludo.
Wow.
You better stay home or you're going to meet Miranda, right?
So anyway, do we have any more memes? Just curious.
No, We did stuff. We did it all.
Oh, did you? Okay, let's start again off the top. I missed it.
All right, Blue Pill coming back for round two.
Oh, no.
KJ sees a lot of semen in his eyes. You know they have cum drapes for that. What the fuck did you make me read there, Randy?
Why? Who posts this? Like, who's in charge of, like, actually posting the hello?
For you.
Randy Schmark at 10TA?
That's who it was.
Well, yeah, I will say this.
KJ, are you looking to take a trip to the middle of the mountain ranges and kind of like hang out in the small village town, perhaps?
Yeah.
Maybe a town like this?
Ooh. Okay, I can see something in that one.
Okay, look out of the corner of your eye. Put your head sideways and just look out of the corner.
Or just squint your eyes just a little bit while looking at.
See, I told you guys, he's got to hang low. Okay,
we got to get that off the screen.
It's a black guy. I know that.
Leave it up just for a couple more seconds.
Okay. Wait, we got one more for KJ. Okay, let's squint. See. Squint.
See, I can't tell. I can't tell what that's supposed to be.
Oh, my God. Relax your eyes a little bit more, buddy. Okay, we got to get that off the screen.
That is so funny. And also horrible. A quick shout out, if I may, guys, to Tiff, who sent me two of the funniest things I've seen in the last 2 weeks. Thank you, Tiff. Appreciate it. At Meryl Wanderers on Instagram. Go ahead. We love it.
Mike, we got another one for you, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
KJ's favorite for the evening. Disney's new. Coming soon from Pixar.
From Pixar, from Deshaun, from the
Oh, Jesus, dude. You hit that one out the fucking goddamn park. There's nothing else we can do tonight. There's nothing else.
Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, now Rumble just got rules and we're done. Oh God, thank you, Tim. That was fucking gold.
Oh, much like my backyard, that movie was. It was a movie full of Wilt Chamberlains.
Oh God, damn! This show is great. I wish I could be here for it more often and on time.
Wow. Hey, you shouldn't be late all the fucking time, man. You know, you should be here punctual. I'd love to see you. You know,
KJ.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Oh, he's doing it. Okay, he did it.
Okay, I won't. I'll be calm for you.
KJ, call me later and I'll do some ASMR for you.
Oh, this is
you and me.
Oh, this is so hot in my ear right now.
I'm in your ear. It's my finger.
Sexual. I'm definitely gonna wank right after this. Maybe during this, if you guys don't mind.
Make sure that you follow us on Instagram.
Where I didn't get that. Where were we supposed to follow you? Wait, you must have covered the mic with your thumb. One more time. Ow, my ribs. I hate this fucking show, man.
Maybe one do it.
Is that your mother-in-law? I have never been drier.
It's because you're not trying hard enough, Tiff. Trying hard enough.
Ooh. Oh man, she's got a nugget with no sauce. All right, guys. Anything you want to plug on the way out? KJ, take the lead. Dick Tickler.
Follow me at Director KJ on the Instagram. Colossal Tussle is another podcast that I do for retro wrestling. It is a very good podcast. I quite endorse it. We talk a lot. And it's a good time. Your Director KJ on Instagram.
Your neck's getting all jello-y.
I could do it. I come to Director KJ on Instagram. And we have good time.
We can't stop the show. It's getting sore.
I give
sore.
You good time on Instagram. And then also the Colossal Tussle Podcast.
KJ, when we go off the air, do not leave this room. We got some more splaining to do.
I don't know if I fucking know how. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know where the off button is. But what else you got, my friend? What about Tid?
Jesus Christ.
What is fucking happening right now?
Let's go to Tid with the report.
Wow, I don't really know what accent that is. It's fucking racist, this podcast.
It's like if Rerun just came back from vacation to the fucking from the Bahamas.
No.
Yeah, with Chet Hanks or whatever that kid's name is.
Yeah. This is one of the characters that did not make it into Fat Albert and Friends.
Oh. But they let the kid with the toucan in. I don't know.
Round two. I've never been drier.
Amazing.
All right, Tid, you got anything you want to plug, bro?
I mean, always. Yeah. But more importantly, I am going to be leaving this show, and I'm going to go over to another show with a friend of ours, the Jukebox Ginger, and his show called the Stardom Show. Also here on YouTube, and, you know,
Ginger.
I think we're doing that starting at 10:15. I'm gonna go over there and have some fun, tell some more jokes, and then it's gonna be back to the usual grind. Gonna be doing some new stuff coming up in the near future, and you know we're all over at Tid Talk, at Marijuanderers, at Notorious TID. That's it.
Guys, there's a skunk in the backyard.
Oh, how does he feel about you?
I don't know. I listen, I'm all about the nature, but when it's skunky, I don't know.
Were you smoking pheromones for him?
Yeah, I was putting a welcome scent in the air. That could be the problem. Yeah.
Is it a skunk or is it like a Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, you know what? It could be the neighbor's cat now that I'm looking at it.
You got anything you want to plug on the way out of here, Mike?
No.
Where can they follow you?
Don't.
Oh.
I love Woodbridge. You, though. Woodbridge. You can usually see him driving around the streets. Just follow him home from there.
Katsuva. Yeah, come on. Well, come on home, guys. Hey, guys. Wanderers. On Insta, and then follow this show and share it with a friend, and thank you very much. I'm also, this is the driest I've ever been. I need to get a drink.
Let's do some credits.
Let everybody just dance. Somebody make some noise in his joint.
Let's fuck.